So in many ways, he's allowed, he's not, the, so he's the chuyev to abstain from work. But if it's a bad idea, he'll be mechadal hapsachim. So then, he's not the chuyev to abstain from work. Now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the mechadal? What's the pshat in the mechadal? So the mechadal shita yudis, the mechadal shita yudis, the mechadal's shita yudis, that insofar, now the mechadal passes like Ramah. And the Mechaber assumes that the Shittas Rambam is like the Rosh. So the Rosh in the Rambam Shittim is that according to Ramos Mareshie, so Mitzvah Kibdavei is like any other Mitzvah. And one is not Mechuyev to spend a Heim Raut on Kibdavei, it's not Mechuyev to spend a Heim Raut. But if the father doesn't have and the son has, the son is an Oshia, then it's mechuyev to support the father and mother, and we force him to support the father and mother. Even more than him, as long as he's in accordance with his means. Why? Because of the special aloche by Rav Tzadi Voye, which you learn out from the Pasuk in the case that Yehuda said, that he mentioned, that the Yaakov and the Tav. So the Mele, on the score of Zdoke, he's mechuyev to, insofar as the mitzvah of Kibdavei is concerned, so then Hein Rav is not mechuyev to spend. So it doesn't make any difference whether the Hein Rav manifests itself in loss of money that he already possesses, or in being forced to become a mechazer lapsochim, as long as he will be a mechazer lapsochim. It's a vada. Mashein kevi, so he says, Yudav kevi Yisrael mitem mizeins, Avo chayim mechapim kufei, Avo bishem mitirkach, Botel mivachtei, Mitzdor par der alam zot. So because, first of all, we have it in, as far as Kibdavei is concerned, so it's like any other mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to spend the enrab. But then there is a mitzvah zdoke, vis-a-vis father and mother, and for that mitzvah zdoke, call it Rav Tzadi Voye, he's mechuyev to spend the enrab. But apparently the Mechaber holds that there are two kereis, there are two psukim. First of all, there is one pasuk that the Gemara in Mishnah Yo says, they call Hashatitim Asher Asfenova. So that in the Reish. So that enrab is not mechuyev, he's not mechuyev to spend. So what is called the enrab? Hein Rav is called, let's say, more than a chedesh, is Hein Rav, or more than a ten. That's Hein Rav. Then, so that aloche, that is not mechuyev to give Hein Rav. For Tzdoke, so there is an exception. The Tzdoke of the father and the mother, so we learn out from the Pasuk of Yehudim, in the case, that one is mechuyev to spend the Hein Rav for the Tzdoke of the father and the mother. But then there is another drosha that the Yerushalmi pays it. Nema, gabikiru damokei nema, And it says, so in Melee, so that means, what does it mean? So the Yerushalmi says that Kabbid Hashem Meheicho means that he's not mechuyev to Ibn Chazal Apsochim. He's not mechuyev to Chazal Apsochim. That's a greater hardship than him. Let's say a fifth, let's say 1 million, and if he spends $300,000, so it's much less of a hardship than being the Mechazal HaTzochim. So Enoch and Amin, vis-a-vis the Tzdoke of Avi, so there is no tour of Enrab. But the other tour of Kavid is Hashem Leheimcho, Mishor Sheneish Lechohen. But if you don't have a, you are not required to sustain that hardship of becoming a pauper and be Mechazal HaTzochim for all the mitzvahs at all. So as far as that Zerzakosuk is concerned, so even the Tzdoke of Avi is no exception. So Mimele says, Abul Chayev, so he said as follows, Vimele then, even Hein Rav. But there is a loche, Cholashatitul Yasser Aschanu, Hein Rav Mah, but there is a Pasuk of Yehuda. That the Tzdoke is Rav Tzadi Voye points out, according to the Precious Pshat of Rav Tzadi Voye. That the Tzdoke of Avi, and one of Haktanim is an exception. One is mechuyev to spend the Hein Rav for the Tzdoke of Avi. But then there is another Ptur. Besides the Pasuk of Cholashatitul Yasser Aschanu, that there is a general principle, one is not mechuyev to sustain, to lose a Hin Rav. So there is another halacha of Kavla Hashem Heichol in Yesh Lohoi. In Yesh Lohoi, Nato Mechuye, Lehachil Esorevim, Ulashkeits, Esatzmeim, Ulaudish Esarumim, Vimlif Deis Esashvuyim, Vimlikneis, Vimlikneis Lured, and Shefer, all the mitzvahs. But if you don't have any money and you have to resort to Hidra Apsochim, then you're potter. So that's another tool. That's more than Hin Rav. Becoming Chazal Apsochim. The halacha of Hin Rav is implicit in the posik of the Chalash of Hidra Yasser Asrenu. The halacha that one is not mechuye for mitzvahs asen to become a pauper, that is implicit in the posik of Kavod Hashem Leheicho. Bishor Zio Shalme points out. Bishor Sheyesh Lechohen. Bishor Bishor Sheyesh Lechohen. You will be sure shame the way. So Mimele says, Abo Chayev Lechate Vigufe, Abo Kishem Dirtach, Potel Mumbachte, Vinitztavich Lechazer Lapsochi. Vidavke, Vizli Ben Mizavis Leazun Al Yehne. In other words, when there is no Vadai that will be Mechazer Lapsochi. Abo Yuesle, it's a Vadai that will be Mechazer Lapsochi. So then it's not Yehuyev to become Mechazer Lapsochi for Mitzvah. So even the mitzvah of Zdokhe, of our Mevime, is no exception. In other words, two separate halachas. One halacha emanates from the posik, v'chol ha-shatit le'aser asrenu. So that implies that one is not mechuye to spend the Hin Rav, even though it's not a hardship for him. Is it a hardship for a millionaire to spend more than a fifth of his millions? He has 5 millions and he spends more than a million. It's no hardship. But it's Hin Rav, so there is a Ptur. So the Tzoki of Aveim is an exception to that Ptur. Or the Cholash HaTitel Yazir HaSenu, that one is not Mechuyev to give Hin Rav. For the Tzoki of Aveim, he's Mechuyev to give Hin Rav. But to sustain the hardship of becoming a pauper, if it's a Vatai that he'll be Mechaz Lapsochi, so even the mitzvah Tzoki of Aveim is no exception. But, so where does it come with the Nixir HaSakosu? That in any mechohein, in ato mechuyev v'chazer l'apsochim, if it is a vada, but if it is a sofik, not. And then we can say something else, in other words, because it seems, if we can say some other pshat also in the mechaber, because the mechaber, it seems, it's very likely that the mechaber is expressive here of the sheet of the Rash. And the Rash, because it says, I will hire the Hafti the good thing, I will teach him the Kach, but he will be lachte, be it storich le chazer al apsof. So in other words, it will say, so we can say, that this is expressive of the sheet of the Rash. And according to the Rash, so that Yerushalmi, that says, if you keep down the end, never comes a different scenario, I feel to be sure shame of it. הראשון המצווה, סתם שם חברך או בשור שני שלו חיים, אבל אין לו חיים, so אין לי מחוי, אין לי מחוי וחזר לפסוחים. So, the מחבר could hear me, be מכריע like the sheet of the Rash, so that means, and according to the Rash, so even according to Rav Nosson Bareishe, who says Mishalav, so one is not mechuyev to spend the Hin Rav, but there is something peculiar to the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim, that one is mechuyev, even to become a mechazer al apsoch. So the Hin Rav not. In other words, if it is a Hin Rav of money that he already owns, according to Rav Nosson Bareishe, he is not mechuyev to spend for Kibud Aveim. Mashein kein, if it is a Hin Rav of Mias of Ebach, even if it means a much greater hardship, but it's not hesed moment already possessed. But Minyas HaRevach, even though in terms of hardship it's a much greater hardship, but it's not a loss of money already owned, so then we got the Kibud Aveim, so we got the Shor HaMitzvahs is not mechuyev to sustain that hardship. Because the Torah says, Kavod Hashem Leheicho, Mashiach came, we got the Kibud Aveim, he's mechuyev to sustain that hardship. So we cannot ask, how is it that according to Rav Nosson Bareishe, so the tool of not spending Hin Rav applies to Kibud Aveim, and the tool of not sustaining the great hardship that consists in becoming in Hazar Apsochim, so that applies get the flies to keep it away, to keep it away as well. We cannot tell it because that's the Alohe. I mean, it's two separate Pturim. One Ptur is a Ptur of not sustaining Hefset money already possessed, Heim Rav, and another Ptur is of Kam Hashem Heimcho Bishor Sheyesh Lochaim, Yoroi Bishor Hashem Lochaim. So insofar as the mitzvah of Kibud Avim is concerned, so according to the Mechaber, he agrees with the Shite of the Rash in Peyek, that Yerushalmi accords with the Shite of Ramnos Mareisha too, but Ramnos Mareisha says that the Ptur of Kol HaShatit Le'aser HaSchenu, that one is not required to spend the Heim Rav of money already possessed. So that applies to Kibud Avim too, just as it applies to other mitzvahs, but the other Ptur, of Bishor Sheneish Lochaim, the word Bishor Sheim Lochaim, so does not apply to Kibud Avim. So as far as Kibud Avim is concerned, so Mimele, he is mechuyev even to sustain this hardship of being Mechazer Lapsochim. But if it is a badai, so Mimele, if it's only Sochim, so Bashom it's important even if it's only Sochim. It's considered, comes within the Ptur, Bishor Sheneish Lochaim, the word Bishor Sheim Lochaim. Mashe'in Kein, if it is, so this Ptur of Bishor Sheneish Lochaim, the word Bishor Sheim Lochaim, so does it apply to Kibud Avim? Because of the special Zerasakosu, that even if Heim Lochaim, he's mechuyev to become Mechazer Lapsochim. So then you ask, even if it's a badai that you'll be Mechazer Lapsochim, he still should be correct. So then there is another Ptur of Hayah HaKedmin. So the mitzvah of Hayah HaKedmin applies even to the mitzvah of Kibud Avim too. So in other words, if the fulfillment of Kibud Avim is in conflict with its own Hayah HaKedmin, its own support, so then he is potter. So when can we apply the Aloch of Hayah HaKedmin? That is only if it's a badai. But if it is something, and for the father it's a badai, so then we cannot apply the Aloch of Hayah HaKedmin. So that's why Mechaber says, Avochai Mechaber Dibukhe Yavu Bishim Dirkach, Potem Memachte Yistore Vahadar Lapsochi, Vidav Gedis Loi Ben Yizenes Lazun Al Yeme, Avo Milesle, Lemechayet Levatel Memachte, O Mechaber Lapsochi. Let me finish it now. The washing of the Das Gilead Baratisvus, the Possum, Shom Somle Beiko Mishpot, the Pshutishal Mikro of Shom Somle Beiko Mishpot, has reference to Kibud Avim. Because Kibud Avim has two aspects. It has an aspect of Chayit in Mitzvah, and it has an aspect of Mishpot, of the debt. The debt that is due to Father and Mother. Obviously, the debt aspect is based upon the concept of a Korah state of Shlosh should be known that a child has to acknowledge his gratitude to his parents for everything that he has and that he is. Hakorah Stevo, that is the summa bonum of Yadus. The Chiyuv Salvovei says that all of Yadus is based upon the concept of Hakorah Stevo. The Medrash says, "Kol mi shehu kofu tevo hari hu kefavi." The whole obligation, all the obligations that are incumbent upon a person to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, are based upon the concept of gratitude. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of all existence. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of all values. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who supervises each and every man and takes an interest in the vicissitudes of each and every person, Jew and non-Jew, state or villain, and every human being owes a debt to the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is the basis for the concept of Kabbalah Zubal HaShemayim. And the same concept of gratitude of Akorah Stein is the foundation of the mitzvah of Kibbutz and Midrashim. And the same concept of gratitude is also the foundation for the mitzvah of Kibbutz Rabbein and Midrashim. Meiro Rabcho Ki Meiro Shomayim. Esa Nishem Olekhev Kibbutz Rabbein and Midrashim. Rashi and Tisvis and the Rambam say it means a Rebbe. Why? Because a Rebbe and a parent have something in common. Because Ovi Vivir Lechayev Vase, the Rabbi Vivir Lechayev Vavo. According to the Mishnah, so the obligation of gratitude that the Talmud owes to a Rebbe is even greater than the obligation of gratitude that the son owes to his father. Why? Because Ovi Vivir Lechayev Vase, the Rabbi Shemil Vivir Lechayev Vavo. And there is another kind of obligation that is based upon the concept of gratitude. And this is gratitude to the Malchus. Unfortunately, too many of our Litor are not cognizant of the obligations that every Jew owes to the Malchus. Unfortunately, there are some Litor who think that evading the income tax or violating the law, as long as you can manipulate not to be caught, there is nothing wrong with it. But this is not the Weltanschauung of Yavuz. And it is remarkable that in connection with the Halacha in Kibbutz Avei that you all learn thoroughly in the Bomes, I mean, this occupies so much Shachar Itaria in the Bomes, that if the father and the mother tell his son to violate one of the Dini HaTorah, so the son is not allowed to comply with their mandate, and the Gemara deduces this from the Pasuk, because the Torah says, Yishilei b'yovik t'ol, v'shapsei sa t'shmeru, kuchem chayovim v'chbedi. That means that the Kovet HaMokein takes precedence over Kovet Avei. The Meiro Hamoke takes precedence over the Meiro Avei only because the Torah says so. But if the Torah hadn't spelled out that Kuchom Hayot, that Shapsei Sai Tishmeiro, Shimei Gov Tirol, the Shapsei Sai Tishmeiro, Ani Adishem, if the Torah had not said Ani Adishem, then I would say that one is mechuyev to comply with the directive of the father and the mother, even when the directive is in conflict with one of the Yisuri Teor. So this is what the Gemara in Yevomes points out. Now, the Mechaber mentions in Simen Reish Mem, Sif Yudalet, Ro Odi Yifshor Ovar Al Dibre Teor, Lo Yeim Alei Ovar Tu Al Dibre Teor, Elo Yeim Alei Abo Kosu Bakero Kach Vikach. כי הוא שאיר ממנו, ולא הייתי מעזיר אי, והוא לא מעצמי ולא הייתי בייס. Then, the Mechaber mentions the Halacha. We see, as well, Omer לי עובי פלאבי על דיבטי, בין מצווה ססי, בין מצווה סלוי ססי, אפילו מצווה של דבריהם, לא נשמע לי, because he is עוד ימי דוב יפתירו ושבסי סי תשמרו אני אבישם כוחן חיובי בחיידי. You cannot listen to a father and a mother if the directive of a father and a mother is in conflict with the directive of Almighty God. So the Gros says, what is the Mokeir? The price in Yevomes. But the Mokeir, the price in Yevomes says, אבל גם שאומרו שחנטוי, בשלי ומשמע ברשיבומס דווקא ליססה שיש בקורס. So the posing, I mean, this is stolen, I don't want to discuss that. I mean, this is stolen in the machlekes of Rashi and Teisves, whether in Maskone of Gemore. So the posing of Shabsei Satishmeru has reference to the love of Nechamea or to the love of Lamedes Meroches. But according to Rashi, the Maskone of Gemore is that involved the role of Shabsei Satishmeru, and he had the share in his reference to Lamedes Meroches. So we only have it that if the father tells the son to cook on Shabbos, to do knowing on this Loches and Isakores, he is not supposed to listen. How do you know that when the father tells the son to violate the Lav Grede or just the Nese, that he is not supposed to listen? According to Rashi, this is a good question. Umash Bedo Nishivon is Davke, Leise Shei Bikores. So how is it that the Mechabea mentions it as a double poshut? As a double poshut? That even in the case of Omar Yomi, Lavi al Divriteiro, Beitres Asei, Beitres Leis Asei, but in the Mitzvah of the Breyer, Lo Yishmalei, how do we know? Maybe only the father tells him, Bimichal Shabbos, in Isakores, Lantes Loches, but if the father tells him, it's Nevele, which does not involve Kores, maybe he has to comply with the father directly. That's the question raised by the Gro against the Mechaber. So he gives the Teretz, the Gro, תומך על המדרש רבי, שאומר פרשנוסי, פרש פרק י"ד, יוכל אפילו ימלא לאבי על דברי המוקי, אם זה מלכוס, whether it's in מלך ישראל or in מלך עקו. So I would say that if the directive of the מלכוס happens to be in conflict with one of the ציבורי התור, that maybe מחמס מבוי של מלכוס, he is allowed to violate the directive of the Torah, because what is mechuyev to have neighbor shel malchus in his heart. So Talmud Leimah, the Medrash says, no, that one is not supposed to have reference to the mouth, to the direct, for the directive of the malchus. If the directive of the law of the malchus happens to be in conflict with any of the mitzvot HaTorah. Now, this is in Parshas Moshe, Perek Tetzvot. Parshe Yudalet, paragraph Yudayit. Vayim Hashmini Nosi Lidim Nashe Gamliel Ben Dotsi. Hadomu Dixiv, Ami Pi Melech Shmei, Im Yeno Lecho HaMelech, Shei Meroi Yolecho, Vitishme Gzirose, Shmei Gzir Aspi, If the Malchus, whether it's a Melech Yisroel, or a Melech Hakim, if he issues a law, an edict, you have to comply with that law, because the Gemara at the end of Pesuvah says, "Sholei Shvuyis is Bias Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." One of the Sholei Shvuyis is Sholei Nimri Du Bemis Eilom. What does Sholei Nimri Du Bemis Eilom mean? If a Jew at any time violates the law of the country, and it doesn't have to be a democratic country, even if it is the country in which Nebuchadnezzar is the ruler. So, as long as the law is not in conflict, as long as the law of the state does not collide with any Dinei Torah, he is mechuyev to comply with it. And if he doesn't comply with a single law, whether it's reasonable in one's mind or it's not reasonable, one might think that the law is very stupid. Why should there be such a law? Not to drive more than 65 miles per hour. It doesn't make sense. 65 miles I can drive, and 66 miles I cannot drive. It's a stupid law. But if one violates, defies such a law, he violates one of the shvuos that the Rebbeinu Shalom imposed upon each and every Jew. He's made a Gvur Nisayon. Yim Yeinu Lecho HaMelech, Shein Miroi Olecho V'tish Me'Avzerose, Shmei Avzeraspi. And V'chein Gvur Eimei, So you might think that this only applies to Melech Israel, but you'll see, he says, The Rebbeinu Shalom tells us we shouldn't be meleid on the tzibur of the melech, even the melech rosho like parei, as long as the tzibur, the law of parei, does not collide with the Dibur HaTorah, we have to comply with it. Even if it appears to be stupid and unreasonable, but we have to have meroi shamalchus. But there is one exception. Hani sheyim alecho pi ha-melech, shetei mosi alecho shmei, שמתים את הציבורי, יוכל הפיולים הלכו, לעבר על דברי המוקעים, תלמודי מעל ועל דברי השפוע הסליקים, בוא הכוסו לידיחו, שדברי השפוע הסליקים, יאלים על כל ציבור מלא בוס אבדון. So there is only one exception. If the ציבור מלא בוס אבדון collides, is in conflict with the ציבור התור, whether it's the Eise or the Rabbon, so then we have to defy the law of the country. But as long as the law of the country does not collide with the law of the Torah, then we are allowed to defy single law. And if we defy single law, whether it's reasonable or it's unreasonable, we are made the malchus. We are even the shvuyeh, shenishbiha kodesh bomcho, shamayim reno malchus. And that doesn't mean only one commits treason if he becomes a spy for an enemy country, the violation of a single law, even the law that is called malum prohibitum, something that is not dictated by reason, like the law of not driving more than a certain number of miles per hour in a certain area, if one violates that law, in face of hardship, is near the malchus, and he is made in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Ribbono Shel Olam was much pious Israel, shall not yield to go to Salem. But if the law of the Melech is in conflict with the law of the Torah, then the law of the Torah, the Tzibur HaMokim, takes precedence over every other Tzibur. And the Gros, so it's interesting, the Gros, apparently, the Gros explained the Gemara in the Bomes in accordance with the Pshat of Rashi. And in accordance with the Pshat of Rashi, so the Maskone of the Gemara in the Bomes is that the Posig Ishimei Vomif Tirol, Meshapsei Sayt Ishveiru, Ami Abishem, has preference to Amitess Loches, not to Mechamech. So, Memele, so the question arose in the gross mind, how does the Mechaba know that even when the father and mother tell his son to do something that is violating of a love greater, not in his accord, that he shouldn't listen? We have no mockery from that passage of Ishimei Vobif Terol Veshachteshe Tishmeim Ani Adishem. So the Gros gives the Teretz because we have a similar Terasakosu, Tabi Malchus, and he says that the violation of the law of Malchus is as humble as the violation of the Tzivor of Ishimei, because just as we are Mechuyev to have Meirah and Kovet for Ishimei, so Mechuyev Al Pedin to have Meirah and Kovet for Malchus. And this is mentioned by Rashi in the Sedre of yesterday, of Shabbos, that the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded Moshe to show respect, to have reference to Parai, Parai or Roshok. And Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzaveh to have respect for him, to the extent that any law of Parai is not in conflict with the Tzibur HaMokim, we have to have reverence even for the Malchus of Parai, Why? Because says that if Gabe Malkush Lakum, there is a Xerasakosu, and even Melech, Shmoy, Vivras Alekin, Vivras Alekin takes precedence over Pimelech. So certainly, in regard to Kitabei, that the directive of the Torah, even though it's not, it does not involve the Sakores, takes precedence over the directive of Alei. So we can see from this law how important the concept of Kored HaMalchus is in our. Why? Why does the law equate Kored HaMalchus? Meir Aviyin with Meir HaMalchus. And the same pasuk that tells us that one is not allowed to listen to the Malchus if the directive of the Malchus is in conflict with any Tzivu HaTorah. So the same Tzivus HaKosuf tells us that one is not allowed to listen to a father and a mother if the directive of father and mother happens to be in conflict with the Tzivu HaTorah, even though it's not allowed to come. Obviously there must be a common denominator between Kovid Malchus and Kovid Alei, between Meir Malchus and Meir Alei. What is the common denominator? The common denominator is the concept of Akoras Kodesh, gratitude. Why are we mechuyev to give so much Kovid to a father and mother? Because of Akoras Kodesh, it was shooting in order. Why are we mechuyev to give Kovid and to have reverence to a wedding? Because of Akoras Kodesh, because because the Rebbe brings us Lechayel Mabo, he teaches us Torah, he cultivates values in us, he makes us into, he's also a Rebbe, he's also a Shuteh, because without the contribution by the Rebbe, so the child would only be an animal being, an animalistic being, not a spiritual being. He's the Rebbe who inculcates moral and spiritual values into the heart and the mind of the Talmud, thereby making the Talmud into a superior spiritual being, not an animalistic being. And we owe a debt to the Rebbe for that. Hakoras Kodesh. And we also owe a debt to Malchus, because as the Talmud says in Pirkei Avos, Rebbe Mispalel Bishleimo Shel Malchus, Shelemolei Miro, Ish Esreyeyu Chagim Loei. We have to be grateful to the Malchus, with all the faults that every Malchus has, including the beloved United States of America. But we have to be grateful to the Malchus, because the Malchus protects us. Without the Mirosh HaMalchus, the world would be a jungle. And Meiro is due to everyone to whom we owe a debt. The Torah requires us to have Meiro, to have reverence for father and mother, because we owe a debt to father and mother. The Torah requires us to have Meiro for a Rebbe, because we owe a debt to a Rebbe. Meiro HaKokei HaShemayim. And the Torah requires us to have reverence and respect for a Malchus, because we owe a debt to the Malchus, with all its faults and with all its shortcomings, and with all its wrongs towards Israel and towards mankind in general. Everyone owes a debt to the Malchus. Have you smiled with Shlomo Shel Malchus? Sheyomoi Miro, Ish Esreyeyu Chagim Loei. President Ford recently came out with a statement that the use of drugs is killing the young generation in America. It's true, but at the core of all these tragedies is not the use of drugs, but it's the lack of respect for authority. As long as there was respect for authority, as long as there was respect for father and mother, as long as there was respect for a teacher, as long as there was respect for a Malchus, as long as there is gratitude to those to whom we owe a debt, then there are no tragedies emanating from drugs or from other things, from other delinquencies. But with the chutzpah that exists on the campus, with the lack of respect for authority, with students rating the teachers, no respect for father and mother. So naturally, how can there be respect for the malchus? Gratitude is the foundation of all moral values. Without gratitude, there can be no moral code. And gratitude manifests itself, according to the Torah, in respect for authority. Authority, there are three sources of authority. In the halacha, one is Aviyim, then a Rebbe, and then Malchus. There is a very strange Rashi on yesterday's Sabbath. Vaydaber elekim el meshe, vayemer elo vani ad Hashem. Vayiro el Avrom, el Yitzchok, el Yaakov, yikem shakai, ushmi ad Hashem lo nedati lahem. So Rashi says, vayemer elo avis. All the Mefoshe Rashi raised the question, what did Rashi tell us? I mean, the Torah tells us, everybody knows that Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov are the rabbis of the whole Israel, of the Knesset Israel. Why does the Torah have to tell us that Avrom, why does Rashi have to tell us that big thing? That Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, they are the rabbis. We don't know that Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov are the rabbis. If one doesn't know that one different like it, he wouldn't understand what others do. So Rashi doesn't fulfill any purpose by mentioning Ve'ira Lavrom Yitzchok Yaakov. What is Rashi telling us with these two words, Elovis? But we have to delve into the meaning of that passage. The Torah says that the Rebbe Shom said to mention, Ve'iro el Avrom el Yitzchok el Yaakov v'kein shakai u'shmi ad Hashem lo nodati lohem. What is it mean? So the Rashbam points out that it means u'shmi ad Hashem lo nodati lohem really means u'bishmi ad Hashem lo nodati lohem, as if there had been a base after the verb before the shin. Because the base, that's what the Rashbam says, the base that precedes the kein, be'kein shakai. So the base relates to the to Ushmi also. The Eile El Avrom El Yitzchok El Yaakov became Shakai Ushmi Ad Hashem Lo Nedati Lohem. Not that the Rebbe Shalom did not reveal the meaning of Shem Havaya of Yudke Vovke to Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov. The Rebbe Shalom revealed the meaning of Yudke Vovke to Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov. But when the Rebbe Shalom made these promises to Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov, when the Rebbe Shalom established the covenant with Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov, he established the covenant in his capacity as a shakar, the shem of Shin Dalad Yud, which means Shom Alekim Odai or Shabbat Malchus Ateva, as the Benezra points out. But he did not establish any covenant with the others in his capacity as Shem Avai. Not that the Rebbein Shalom did not reveal to Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov the meaning of Shem Avaye. He did reveal the meaning of Shem Avaye to Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov. But when the Rebbein Shalom revealed himself to Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov, he revealed himself through the name of Kil Shakai, not through the name Shem Avaye. U'bishmi Yad Hashem, Loi Nodatel. The Rashbam says. Now what does the Rashbam do? Now, all the Rishayim point out that the Shem Havaye indicates the Hashgoche Nisus. Because the Shem Havaye indicates that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is the Mahavei Kol HaMetzius, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is the source of all existence, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the whole world, Yesh Li'Anis, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is the source of all value. I mean, this is something that is beyond the inquisitive grasp of our mind. We cannot understand it. I mean, we cannot, these are things that are transcendental. It's beyond our limited intelligence. This is the Shem Havayah. So the Shem Havayah indicates Ashkochanis. On the other hand, the Shem of Shin Dalet Yud, whether it means Shom Alelom Dai or Mishadit Me'alchis Ateva, indicates the Rishayim say the Hashgocha Otivis. Now of course, there is Hashgocha Protis every minute in our lives, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam extends Hashgocha Protis to each and every person in the world, Jewish and not Jewish, as I said before, saint or villain. Of course, the degree of Hashgocha Protis varies according to the Madrege, the level of the person. And in the day, the Rambam in the Nebuchim points out the Hashgocha Protis that the Ribbono Shel'Olam records to a novi, to the Hashgocha Protis that the Ribbono Shel'Olam records to a great person, but who is not a novi. And in the day, the Hashgocha Protis that the Ribbono Shel'Olam records to a saint, to the Hashgocha Protis that the Ribbono Shel'Olam records to a villain. But there is Hashgocha Protis accorded to every person in the world, everyone, without any exception. But normally the Hashgocha Protis is realized within the framework of nature. Very seldom does it happen, today at least, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam infringes upon the laws of nature. Of course they are missing. Missing today. We can see missing. Every day we can see missing. But most of the missing that we see today, that we can see today, unfortunately, too many of us are not trying to see the Etzba HaMikim in the Teva. But most of the missing that take place today are all carried out by the Hashgocha within the framework of nature, without infringing upon the laws of nature. So the name of Shin Dalet Yud, Shom Aleph Bilom Dai, Mishadit Marches HaTeva, indicates that the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world with certain laws, as a customs. And when the Ribbono Shel'Olam carries out the Hashgocha within the framework of the customs, and that is indicated by the Shem of Tel Shakar, Mishadim Malchei Sateva, She'omar Le'ilom Da, there is law, there is harmony, and the Rebbe, the Hashgocha manipulates that everything should, that Tzchar Ve'Enesh Be'ilom Hazeh should be carried out within the framework of nature, without infringing upon the law of nature. So, the Ribbono Shel'Olam said to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'ivel Avraham El Yitzchak El Yaakov, B'keil Shakol. When I revealed myself, the Ribbono Shel'Olam said to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, when I established covenants with Avraham El Yitzchak El Yaakov, the priest of Sorin, and the priest Bilor, and the other precepts that I established, the Ribbono Shel'Olam says, with the Obeis. So I revealed myself to the Obeis through the name of King Shakol. I revealed myself in my capacity, the Ribbono Shel'Olam said, as a Mishadit Marches HaTeva, as one who accords, who realizes the Hashgocha Protis within the framework of nature, without infringing upon the laws of nature. As I revealed myself to the audience, I did not reveal myself in my capacity of the Shem HaVayah, which indicates Hashgocha Nisis. But when Ribbono Shel'Olam revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, from the very outset, the Ribbono Shel'Olam revealed himself in his capacity as the Shem HaVayah, through in his capacity of the Hashgocha Nisis, because all the Esamakis were not carried out within the framework of nature. All the Esamakis occurred as a result of of a violation of the laws of nature, because the Rebbeinu Shalom in his infinite wisdom decided that in order to take out Israel, it is necessary for a certain period to accord the Hashgoche b'derech nes, not b'derech malchus hateva. But that was the change that was wrought by the Rebbeinu Shalom in his revelation. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, as contrasted with the prior revelations of the Rebbeinu Shalom to the Obeis. To the Obeis, the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed himself in his capacity as a Kel Shakoi, as a Meshavit Malchus Teva, as the God who said Leilom Dai, who set certain laws. Ve'erel Avrom el Mitzvot el Yaakov, v'keil Shakai, u'v'shli Adishem, v'medatu lehem. וגם הקימיסי הסבריסי איתום רוס ישראל מסרס כנועם יסרס מגריהם אשר גורו בו אני פעם ניסה הסתר של קוונט ולעבור מבינו הוא הביא צחוק עם יעקב it was נקרא שפרוצה עוד והוא קיימתי עשה תחוסי how come? The רבינו שלו made a promise to עבור מיצור ליעקב that the children of עבור מיצור ליעקב will be redeemed and why wasn't the רבינו שלו מקיים the lifetime of עבור מיצור ליעקב? Why not? The answer is Abnosmi Bareisha says two, there is a chayv and there is a mitzvah. So besides the mitzvah, the chayv, there is a mishpah, there is a shivahu. But there is no shivahu. Why is there shivahu? Why? By Judah, according to Rabnosim Bakrishe. Now, we have the Machlikas Rishenim in regards to stuff. Now, so far I mentioned Rishenim who say that the father does not have and the son has, so true, according to Rabnosim Bakrishe, we cannot force him on the score of Kibla-Rein, but on the score of Zokim we can force him. But that in itself is not such a good portion. Can there be Kriya on Zokim? So the Gemara says, Achriye, Rovel, Achriye, Rovel. Tesis mentioned the Dursky, the Tesis and Robust and Subes as the Kashe, how is it that the Morbid has that there is Kriyan Zdoke, but called it is Ascension of his whole Vitzido, so in Vesni Shalomato, Kedvin Oleo, so why and Zdoke, the Torah also said the money in Gorecheko, so it's not his whole Vitzido, there shouldn't be any Zdoke. So Rav Netam says that when the Gemara says Achvi Yerobe, Achvi Yerak, so it means Achvi Yerobe, and he just screamed at him, but there was no real force, no real coercion was used. But he just verbal coercion, he screamed at him and recommended him very severely. That can be done even if Machis Hor is the Tzino. So in the Rame contra Metam, there is no real fear. But then all the other Rishen Machir and Amitam, and they say that by Zdokhe there is fear, even though it's Machis Hor is the Tzino. Why? So many Rishen in the Teretz, because besides Yeser there is a love, and so on, so we only say Kodis is Asesha and Svon Betzido and Vezin Shalomato Kedv in Olai Oli, he only has an Asay, not a Leis Asay, but if the Asay is coupled with a Leis Asay, even though the Leis Asay is Shemot Taise, so then Vezin is Kedve, even though it's what is Svon Betzido. So whatever the reasons, most Hashem say that by Zdokhe there is Kri. By Zdokhe there is Kri. So what does Kri mean? Kri means if somebody is rich and refuses to support the Torah, so Bezdin even hits him. So in order that he should support the Torah, that's the clear good. Now, can Bezdin be Yered Melchosov of a rich man who refuses to support the Torah? So the assumption would say, well, that Bezdin cannot. Bezdin can only be Make, the rich man who refuses to support the Torah. But to be able to host of even before of now. The Shidas Rambam is that Bezdin before of can be able to host of. Shavoy before of now. The Ram Shitei Subet is that Bezdin can be able to host of the Oshi who refuses to support the poor even Shavoy before. That's the Ram Shitei. But the Rambam Shitei is that before of Bezdin can be able to host of Shavoy before of now. Why does the Rambam distinguish between the Pono and Shalom Pono? So obviously the Rambam Shite is like a Rambam. Now the Ramban, in Ksubes, as the Kashu. There is Machlekes in Ksubes that we go, whether she put it in Aise or she put it in Laterais. Rav Popper says she put it in Laterais. So the more as the Kashu, according to Rav Popper, who says that she put it in Laterais, suppose the Levi says, I don't want the pen. If we say she put it in Aise, so then she put it in Chos. So the main way the Levi says, I don't want the pen, Bez Mizir, the Tech Lechos, open collect. From the Chos. But according to Rav Popper, that she put it in Laterais, what do we do if the Levi says, he doesn't want to pay the debt? So the Gemara says, Kriyas Balchev is, even though Shibud is allowed, that I say, but Kriyas Balchev is a mitzvah. Where is the mitzvah mentioned? Rashi says, Hei Shemach Tzedek, Lav Shemach Tzedek, the Rambam says, Iksuves, because when Nishash, the essay is implicit in the posik, when Nishash at the Neshebe, Yei Tilech Ha'avid Ha'chutzot, so it's a mitzvah, I say. So the Melech, he, the Levi says, I don't want to pay my debts. So that's the escape. Escaping, just as best escaped for film, just as best escaped for suke, for lula, so best escaped for the mitzvah, for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyas Balchev. So the Ramban says that best doesn't have to be makir alayhi. Best can be eretly seich nechosov before, but only before. Shavoy before of now, for shavoy before of so kriya. When is it kriya? When is it considered kriya? If best in the presence of the alayhi goes down to the kalken, and let it an attachment on the karke and collects from the karke. Then it's considered clear. But he, the Levi, is overseas. So it's much I have to say that when Bezdin Shalevi Bonov left an attachment on the karke and the posse of the Levi, that it's considered clear. So before of it, so Rosh Mada Ramban is Sules in the Spalo. She before of, Acha Ato, Kufayu Bilomene, Bezdin's authorized to hit him, to put him into prison and to hit him, to use physical force in order to force him to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Balchev. So just as best is authorized to have recourse to clear the Gufei, so why shouldn't best be authorized to have recourse to clear the Momeine? But when can it be considered clear the Momeine? Only when it's before. When Shalom is before. Now, so this is what the Rambam says in connection to this, in connection to the Rambam. So it is obvious that when the Rambam says that if the Yoshiyah refuses to be blocked, so then Beth is here to the house of the Fonon, shall we follow now? Because the Rambam Shitti is that Stoki, even though it's Stoki, is also in its own number, right? It's not in its own number, okay? But there is no Shitti because, so the Melech, in order to be here to the house of Shalom Fonon, then we have to resort to Shitti Hossi. So how boy, there is Shitti Hossi. Now we pass through that there is, that she put it in the ice, so there is Shibin Hossi. Masha'ini came by Tzvok, yeah, there is no Shibin Hossi. There is, it's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah on the Chavere, so by Tzvok, yeah, there is also Shibin Hossi. But Shibin Hossi there is. So, by Tzvok, there is a Shibin Hossi, because it's a mitzvah on the Chavere. But Shibin Hossi there is. But since it's a mitzvah, so we apply the aloha that the Ramban says, so on the basis of Kriya B'Momene, we are here with Sech Nechosov, but only with Sech Nechosov before. The Ran Ksuve says that we can be, if Elosia refuses to give Tzoke, so then we can be here with Nechosov if we show it. So the Ran Shiti is that inasmuch as Tzoke is a mitzvah chavireh, and there is Shilagu, so there is Shil Nechosov too. So we can be here with Zech Nechosov, just as we can be here with Zech Nechosov of the Leibe, so Bezmin has a care to be here with Zech Nechosov of the Oshia, for Zoh, because there is Shibu Nechosov. But the question is, and that's the eye of the Rambam, because the Morin Sule says that he, the Oshia, went to Medina Sayyam, so Bezmin cannot be here with Zech Nechosov, even though he stays in this Yam for a long time. But, so that's the eye of the Rambam, that there is no Shibu Nechosim by Zoke. Because if there had been Shibu Nechosim by Zoke, just as best we can hear the Nechosim for the Leive, to collect for the Malve, even though the Leive is in the Sayam, on the basis of Shibu Nechosim, so by Zoke too, in the Oshia, went from the Sayam, best we should be able to hear the Nechosim. And the Morim Sule said in so many words, that if the Oshia went from the Sayam, best we cannot hear the Nechosim. That's the eye of the Rambam. So the Rambam Sule says, that's no eye. The reason is why the Gemara says that Bezdin cannot be here with the Chosov of the Oshia, who went from Bezdin Yam, is not because there is no Shibin Chosov, but because inasmuch as the Osher is in the Yisayam, in the Yisayam there are also poor people. So maybe he was Mikhail the Mitzvah Zdoke, maybe he was Mikhail the Mitzvah Zdoke in the Yisayam. So then we certainly cannot hear the Mosul, because we don't know, maybe you already fulfilled the Mitzvah. But if the Osher is here, but he doesn't show up before Bez, and Bez knows that he hasn't fulfilled the Mitzvah Zdoke, then the Ram says, Bez can hear the Mosul. So the Ram Shita is that by Zdoke, the Shiva Hasim. Why the Shiva Hasim? Because Zdoke is also a Chayv. Zdoke is not, as it is called in English, charity. Zdoke is not an act of grace by the rich towards the poor. But Zdoke is a tax. It's a debt. So the Mele sins, it's a Chiyu, the Shiva Dagu. So the Mele Ram says, in Ksuves, the Shiva Hasim. Why is the Ram Ram afraid? So it's not that the Rambam holds that Zdoke is a mitzvah of the Mokei, it's not the mitzvah of the Mokei. No, but the Rambam also agrees that Zdoke is a mitzvah of the Mokei, and by Zdoke is a chayv, it's a chayv. But Zdoke is distinguished from Pidin Aben. Pidin Aben is a mitzvah and a chayv, but the chayv aspect of Pidin Aben and the mitzvah aspect of the Pidin Aben are independent of each other. The chayv aspect is not based upon the mitzvah. Zdoke is also a chayv, but the chayv of Zdoke, the shivudagup of Zdoke, is based upon the mitzvah. So let's say, by Kotni, in the Chaname, the Rambam Shita is that Bez Din cannot be Yerez in the Chosov of Kotni. Or if he was Nishtate, so Bez Din cannot be Yerez in the Chosov. The Shita of the Ram is, that we can be able to take off. So the reason as to why the Rambam says that by Zdoke there is no Shiva Dechosi, not that the Rambam holds there is no Chayv by Zdoke. The Rambam also agrees with the Ram that by Zdoke there is a Shiva Dechosi, there is a Chayv. But the Rambam Shita is, when can there be Shiva Dechosi in a Chayv if the Chayv is not based upon the Mitzvah, like Pina Bet? Even without the mitzvah. But where the chayv is based upon the mitzvah, and without the mitzvah, by Pidin Aben, even if there hadn't been a mitzvah of chayv on Echotivle, there still would be a shivud of Pidin Aben, it's chayv. So the name of the shivud of Hotzim, and the become the Kokhes, Masha'im came by Zdoke, where there is a chayv, but the chayv is based upon the mitzvah, so there is no shivud of Hotzim. So get the shivud of Rambam. And most of the Shayim agree with the Rambam, that by Zdoke there is no Shiva Dechosi. The Ram is a Yochid in saying that by Zdoke there is Shiva Dechosi. All the other Rishayim say that by Zdoke there is no Shiva Dechosi. But they all agree that Zdoke is a Chayv. But the Chayv is based upon the Mitzvah. And where there is no Mitzvah, there is no Chayv. So maybe there is no Shiva Dechosi. Now, so the Machleket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef, whether Mishal Ben or Mishal Av, as I said before, everybody agrees that one is mechuyev to spend a hin word for Kibbutz. Certainly the father doesn't have. The whole apoch has in case where the father has money, and the father doesn't want to spend the penny from his money, and he expects the son to spend his own money, then we can understand the tale of Adas. Then the tale of Adas, that then it's possible to conceive that according to Ramos Marish, I'm not saying that it is like that. At that point, there is also matter, yes. But it's possible. The tale of Adas, that where the father has money, the father is very rich. So then, the tale of Adas to say that according to Ramos Marish, he is not required to spend out of his own pocket at all. He can use the father's money. The father doesn't want, so it's his fault. I mean, he could say that. But if the father doesn't have, and the son has, how could it be a little hadas that by keeping out the aims of the same obligation of spending money, a aim with, for all mitzvahs, that it doesn't apply to keeping out the aim? Keeping out the aim, which is Hishvah Kosov, the Chwedish or Mokhein, should not have that artifice that applies to all mitzvahs. It's not even a little hadas. So a aim with is certainly a chwed to spend, the whole apoches, in a case where the father does not have, and the son does have. So he's mechuyev to get to the Emre, according to everyone. But Rav Nosson Bar Eishe says that only Heimuet, but Heim Rav not. So the computer says, no, Kildavein is distinguishable from all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs is not necessary to spend their heart, but Kildavein, yes. Why Kildavein, yes? Because Kildavein is Kriyas Chayim. So what does Rav Nosson Mareisha say? Rav Nosson Mareisha says, of course it's Kriyas Chayim. That's the famous post in the Torah. Shom Som Lechei Komish for. So it's asking what he says. Is there a Dorosh who Chayim Kriyas Mishpot, Zer Kildavein. So it's a Mishpot too, besides the Chayim. But Rav Nosson Mareisha says, but the Pidgin HaBen is Chayken Mishpot and Kibda Ben is Chayken Mishpot, but there is one fundamental difference according to Rav Nosson Mareisha. Pidgin HaBen is Chayken Mishpot, but the Chayk aspect and the Mishpot aspect are independent of each other. So even without the Mitzvah, let's say if the father was Mishtate, so he still learned the Sechel Chosov. So the Chayk is independent of the Mitzvah. Mashayim, Kibda Ben, it has both aspects. But the Mishpot aspect is based upon the Chayk aspect. Only when there is a mitzvah, then there is a chayim. There is a chayim of Kibbutz. But when there is no mitzvah, let's say the ben is a koki, there is no mitzvah. Koki is part of mitzvah, so there is no chayim. Mashayim came according to Rav Yehuda, who says Mishal Ben, so Kibbutz is completely analogous to Pina Ben. Just as in Pina Ben is both a mitzvah and a chayim, and the chayim is not based upon the mitzvah. Memeila der Shibbutz Chosim. So like in Davein too, it's shown some Lechei Komishpot, it's a mitzvah in the Chayim, so, and the Chayim exists even without the mitzvah. Even let's say the Ben is a Kohen, so there is Shibun Nechosim. So I'm aware that there is Shibun Nechosim. Mashayim came, according to Rav Nosson Mareisha, where the Chayim is based upon the mitzvah, so I'm aware that there is no Shibun Nechosim, just as there is no Shibun Nechosim by Zdok in the Rambam Sefer. But only before. Now we can understand the first kasha that we raised against Jesus. Jesus headed the lamp. Suppose he was dominating that Baveda Satsmila with his Haveda and Kitta Yak. So what was the solution of Jesus? She aliyah Hidobi, Baveda Haveda, the Yaki Babylon. He hold the Omak in that Gaden, and that Kiloniah Hidobi was the same domain. If she is there, who are you? Habo Babidose, Kibu Sheino. So he raised the question, what difference does it make? Whether the father of the Nene from that moment itself, or the father of the Nene from other moment? What difference does it make? The answer is this. When both agree that his son is mechuyev to spend the Elohim, the whole apoch is in the case where the father doesn't have. And perhaps even the case where the father has, so the son is mechuyev to spend the Elohim. Like a lot of mitzvahs. But the machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nosson is, Rav Yehuda holds that Kibbutz HaBein on account of the mishpot aspect. So Memele there is Shibun Nechosim. So Memele there is no limit of a Heim Rav, Heim Wet, Heim Rav. So like Babel Heim. So there is no limit. And let's see by Pina Ben. Suppose Pina Ben is only 5 shloim. But suppose the 5 shloim represents the whole income of the father. So he still collects because there is Shibut Nechosim. So here too, the Chayiv is independent of the Mitzvah, even without Mitzvah, even when there is no Mitzvah. Let's say the Ben is a cotton, so there is still a Shibut Nechosim. So Melech, Ibrahim Rav, he's Mechuyev to give, because there is a Shibut, and he's Nechosim. And Rav Nosson Mareisha says, true is Chayken Mishpot, but this is like Tzvokeh. So the Mishpot is based upon the Chayik. Only when there is a Mitzvah, then there is a Chayik. So Mele, if the Chayik is based upon the Mitzvah, then there is no Shibut Nechosim. Then there is no Shibut Nechosim. So Mele, since there is no Shibut Nechosim, so Mele is not Mechuyev to give him Rav. Not Mechuyev. And then we have the Machlokes Rashi. So Teis Rashi is that Tesves and Ritvo and Chinuch, that even according to Rav Nosson Mareisha, who says Mishalav, and is not the Chuyev to give him Rav, but if the father does not have, and he has, then he is Mechuyev to give him Rav. Why? Because of the special Gaza Kosov. Nema kam kam l'shem heimcho. In yesh lecho heim, at chayev, in heimcho heim, in chayev. He kam nema kam l'shem heimcho, afu lo heimcho heim. He is Mechuyev to mechazel ha-psochi, and according to Tesves, pshat in Yerushalme. And the Ritvo pshat in Yerushalme, Chinuch pshat in Yerushalme. So he is Mechuyev if the father doesn't have, So then he's mechuyev to support the father on the basis, on the score of him, without any need to become a beggar. But since, according to, even though Rav Nosson Bereishis is made it, that when the father doesn't help, then the son is mechuyev even to become a beggar. But that's only on the, but she was the chosid there isn't. Because according to Rav Nosson Bereishis, so the chayiv, the mishpat aspect of Tindav is based upon the chayik aspect. So really there is no shiva nechosim. So even the case where the father doesn't have and the son has, so there is only shiva aguf, but shiva nechosim there isn't. But only according to Rav Yudeh, who said we shall ben. So the chayik aspect is independent of the mitzvah aspect, so it's like bringing a ben. So there is a shiva nechosim. So when can we say shiva nechosim? So the only reason as to why that the best and collects even him up from the chosim of the son for the support of, for the kibbutz of the father is because of the shibud nechosim. When is a child have to say shibud nechosim? In that moment is used in kibbutz. So mainly the nechosim is mishubet for the kibbutz of the father. Let's say the father needs, let's say, $100 a week from the son for his own support. So this is the Yerushalayim Nechosov and levies upon him $100 a week. So then that $100 is used for the support for the kibbutz of the father and the mother. So the main way we can apply Shibud Nechosov, Masha'in came in the case where the kibbutz Avei is in conflict. The kibbutz Avei is in conflict with his own Avei. Why? Because the father tells him, I want you to go today shopping. I want you to spend the whole day going shopping. So Mele, you cannot spend time in finding your Avei. So Mele, if you listen to the father and spend the whole day shopping with the father, so Mele, the Avei will remain off. So then we can apply shibbutz nechosim. What is it? We apply shibbutz nechosim, there is a shibbutz and the Avei, so because of that, the Avei has to get lost. Wouldn't make sense. So Mele, but there is what mitzad the halacha of kibbutz avei, the mitzvah of kibbutz avei, not the mishpat. So there you only can apply the mitzvah of kibbutz avei, not the mishpat aspect of kibbutz avei, mitzad the mitzvah of kibbutz avei. So then him rav is not mechuyev to spend on the mitzvah of kibbutz avei. He's mechuyev to spend him rav because of the mishpat aspect of kibbutz avei. So when is a child have to say the mishpat aspect? The moment itself is used in kibbutz avei. So then basically what is an attachment on that moment? That it should be used for the kibbutz avei, but to make the avei remain lost. That's what a child have to say. We have an attachment on the avei, it should become lost forever. So only on the basis of the mitzvah of kibbutz avei. If it's on the basis of the mitzvah of kibbutz avei, so there is a loch hinra, one is not mechuyev to sustain the loss of the hinra. So kibbutz avei, as far as the mitzvah, the chelik aspect of kibbutz avei is concerned, it's not different than tefillin, than lulav, than sukkah, than all other mitzvah shabbaton. Now,
who says the avei is the hinra?
No, we are talking about an avei with the hinra. We are not talking about an avei of 50 cents. We are talking of an avei that is hinra. Now let's turn to the Nechada. The Nechada says, Zeh shemachileinu mashkeinu mishalobim, yish, yimeinu yo, yish lebem, keizgi leisei vizom obi, kifu mashu ulochu. Yimeinu ben, yinchayu vechazer al apsochim, rehachil esop. Now then he says, so the Amos says, V'yei she'ini, v'nechaye v'yei rak ma'ashim v'yei v'yei shok. So the question is, the Shach raises the question. Why did he say V'yei she'ini? Ephel Mechabar is the same person as the Bes Yosef, and the comic of Bes Yosef, the Shidas Rambam is like the Shidas Rosh and the Ram. So that's the V'yei she'ini. So why did he say V'yei she'ini? The Mechabar. All right, according to the Akimeshe, the Rambam Shidas is something else. But the Mechabar is referring to the same Shidas, so why did he say V'yei she'ini? Then, and the Mechaba says, Abo Chayel Mechabdi Ligufi, Afal Pishen Tichkach, Potel Mimlachte, Mitzori Chlarzer Al Apsoch. Mitzori Chlarzer Al Apsoch. Vidavke the Israel is when we sing as Lazuna Uye, Abo Lesley Le Mechayel Wat Mimlach Chlarzer Al Apsoch. So, the Goyen is Chayel Kan Mechaba. And what's the Machlechet between the Goyen and the Mechabea? Because the Goyim holds that when the Torah mentions his ownership, and then he mentions the Ramah, so it's two different things. Whereas the Mechaber holds that the two, are not in conflict with each other. So, according to the Goyim, the Ramah holds that the Yerushalmi does not accord with the Rav Nosson Maharishi. The Yerushalmi accords with the Shita of Rav Yud. But according to Rav Nosson Maharishi, one is not mechuyev to sustain any loss, even if the loss is done on occasion to beat the Melach. So it's still not mechuyev to give up the working and then be forced to be mechazal atom. But the Ramah, according to the law, the Ramah doesn't distinguish between Israel and Zenes this day or the other day. He doesn't distinguish between Tzolot Chazalat Sochim the same day or the next day. But when the Ramah says V'dat ki v'Israel v'Zil v'Ashna Yehne, it means only if it will not force the son to become Chazalat Sochim, but if it will force the son to become a Chazal Psochim. Even if he will be forced to become a Chazal Psochim much later, so then he's not mechuyev to be mevatel memachtei and then become a Chazal Psochim. But the Mechaber holds, no, that the Ramah holds, that it all depends. If it is a Vadai, that is a result of the Bitul Memachtei. As a result of the Bitul Memachtei. So he will be forced to be a Chazal Psochim, so then he's put out in that. But if it's a Sofi, then he's not one. Now, the Mechaber is the same person as Bes Yosef. So, when the Bes Yosef says that the Shittas HaRambam is like the Rosh HaRab, so that means that according to the Rosh HaRab, so a son is not required to spend a Hin Rab until that day. And even the father does not have, and he has, he's still not mechuyev on the score of Tilda. But when the Rambam says that he's Zone Sovif Kifima Shu Yochel, so he means on the score of Zoki. And the Mechaber copied the Lashon of the Rambam. So obviously, the Mechaber, when he says he's Zone Kifima Shu Yochel, he means on the score of Zoki. On the score of Zoki. But on the score of Kibud Avein, he doesn't have to spend more than a Hilda. More than a Hilda. He's more than a chemish, he's not, he's not mechuyev to spend. Now, so then Rambam says, V'yeshem ri, d'nechayev litno le'irach ma'she mechuyev litin litzot. So the question is, there's a shach skashe. But the Mechaber said the same thing. But there was one deal. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, and then the Lashon Rambam. V'zon kevi v'nei li'on, v'yeshli ben, suppose the son is a millionaire and the father is a poor man, doesn't have a penny, means cash. And the son has a million, just 1 million. So suppose to support the father has to lead a joyous life, the cost of the longest life. To lead a joyous life. And suppose he has to spend, the son will have to give the father $300,000. He's supporting the father. It's a Hinrab. It's more than a Chemesh. Even according to the Rambam, that Hinrab means yes and a Chemesh, but $300,000 out of a million. So that's more than a Chemesh. So on the score of Stoke, let's say if he had been a stranger, not a poor man, totally unrelated to him. So he still would be forced to give money to this poor man. But he couldn't be forced to give to this poor man more than $200,000, that's the maximum. Even though he needs more, so he still couldn't be forced to give more than $200,000 because it's a Hinram. But here the Lashon of the Mechaber is, and that's the Lashon of Rambam, and there's the Lashon of Tur, that Zomomif Kifim Ashu Yochel, according to his ability. Now I'm sure, I'm taking for granted, maybe I'm taking something for granted I shouldn't, but if someone owns $1 million, so if he spends $300,000 of the million and still has $700,000 left, so it's Yochel, it's a Hinrab, but it's Yochel. How many people have $700,000? So it's Yochel. So according to the Lashon of the Rambam, and according to the Lashon of the Torah, and the Lashon of the Mechaber, which is copied from the Lashon of Rambam, Lashon of the Torah, it means that as long as it's in accordance with its means, So he has to give every dollar that the father needs. And if the father needs, he'll have more terrific. But as long as he's young, so then he has to give. But on, one second. But on the score of stocking, let's say if he hadn't been a father, if he hadn't been a father, then he would only have to give him more. The maximum, either 10 fekon yuchem or 50 fekon raman biyoshamish. But not more than a fifth. But suppose he's yochel to give more than a fifth. He's not yochel to give a stranger, a poor man. A hill rab is not yochel to give. Here he says that we are keeping him to give on the score of blockhead. So there is a certain difficulty in this amalek. Even according to the Besyosef Pshat, in the Rambam in the Tour, there is a difficulty. The Rambam in the Tour spell out, Kifi Masha Yochel, so that means as long as it's in accordance with his means. Even though it's Ein Rab, so we are keeping the gate, but on the score of Stoke, the general mitzvah of Stoke, we cannot force an Oshir to give more than Ein Rab. And if, let's say, an Oshir has $5 million, we certainly, according to the shame, we cannot force him to give more, a penny more than $1 million. And here, the Rambam in the Tour says, Kifi Masha Yochel, as long as it's in consonance with his means, with the means of the son, so in the way, he has to give him Ein Rab. So that's it. So one second, let me finish. So then, the Rambam says, V'yei Shemri, den chayev litmule, rak mashe mechuyev litmule zot. Because whereas, the Rambam understood very well what Mechaba meant. When he said, when he cut the Rosh Rambam, we saw no if Kifi Masha Yochel, that he means on the score of Zoke, not on the score of King Dalein, because the Mechaber Shite was, that the Rambam Shite was the Rosh and the Ram, that more than a hill rab, more is not Mechuyev to be for King Dalein, according to Ramos Marishi, according to Rambam. But he says, Kifi Masha Yochel, on the score of Zoke, but the Ramos said, so, but even according to Mechaber, he has to give on the score of Zokei, even a Ein Rab. So he said, the Yishen, no. The Chayiv Litmulei, because the Rosh and the Ram say that where the father doesn't have any money, and the son has, so then we force the son on the basis of Zokei to give, to support the father, but only as much as we force an Oshir to give another poor man who is unrelated to the Oshia, to give. That means a Himwe, not more than a fifth, not more than a tenth, according to Rabbi Yerucha. So, V'yei Shemrim v'chayev v'itmoei, rak mashe mechuyev v'itmoei tzdoke, but not give him mashe yochi. So, we understand Ramo very well. The question is, what's the longest of the Mechaba? So, I mean, and according to Mechaba, that's the Shite of the Rambam. That's the Shita of the Rambam. As a matter of fact, that's the Shita of the Rambam. So, and the two, because both the Rambam and the two say Kifi Masha Yochel, implying even more than a Hil Rav, more than a Fev. Why? But since it's not on the basis of Tibudav, because as far as the needs of Tibudav is concerned, so it's according to Rabnos Mareishi, according to the Shita of the Rambam, the Yosef Pshat in the Rambam. So it's like any other mitzvah. He wants the chuyev to spend on the himuet, not the himrav. So it's on the basis of stoke and stoke. Some vazbis, some vazbis, yes, some chaimesh. Why does he have to give kifi mashi yochem in the himrav as long as it's in accordance with his means? So we have to take notice of a certain tuk, the simon reish nuna. Kosov Arav Rav Sadi, Ilche Zoki, Simen Rei Shunal, Kosov Arav Rav Sadi, Chayev Odom Lahagdim Parnisosi Lecholom, Vem Yechayev Vosei Zdoko, Ad Sheyi Alei Parnisosi, Shenema Vichei Ochicho Imoch, Chayech Okeid Lechay Ochicho, Vichei Noma, Atopatis Leilo, Vosisi Liu Livni Tchilo, Li, Tchilo Li Barakei Livni, Vosisi Liu Livni, Tchilo Li Barakei Livni, Vehidu Lo Liu, Vomalo, Leich, ובני יחטאסה באחר, ואחר שנפטר מסנפשי, יגדי פרלוסס עובי, פנימה, מפרלוסס בונות, ורקי פרלוסס בונות, ואימובי ובני שבויים, ואילי במליבדייס, שניהם יבדרו ויאזי פבל. So he says, so the Rav Sadi Goyen says, that first comes his own support. That comes before anything else. And then, of course, I mean, there's the support of the person that comes before his own support. There's the support of his wife, because there she is the hostage. So if it's a question between supporting himself and his wife, so the support of the wife comes first. But Rafsanjee doesn't talk about someone who has to support his wife. So he says, so first comes his own support. And then, if he already has enough to support himself, so first comes the support of his father and mother, before his children. And then comes the support of the children. Where did Rafsanjee go and get it? Where did he get it? Not out of his innate intelligence. Rafsanjee Goyen didn't mention Halacha out of his innate intelligence. It's very mistaken, I mean, this order of priorities. But where did Rafsanjee Goyen get it? So the cliche, they say that they got it, they learned, Rafsanjee learned it out from the Posik Gabe Yaakov. So we see this prayer. Now, the Rambam. Tells you based on Chesishes, Halacha Yudalet and Halacha Tisvot said as follows: Kishem Shalom Chayev Din Zeles Ishtei, Kach Hu Chayev Din Zeles Bonot Hu Place of Aktani, Ad Shiyu Bnei Shei Shot. So the Halacha is that the Rishiv of Nechosim for the support of one's wife and for the support of the children up to the age of six, the Rishiv of Nechosim. And the Rishiv of Nechosim, if he doesn't want, so best is here at the Zeh Nechosim and collects for the support of his children up to the age of six. We count the age, suppose from the age of 6 to the age of 13, so he's still mechuyev to support, and even if he's the poorest man, even if he's a beggar, so he's still mechuyev to support. And he cannot say, I'm a beggar, I'm a pauper, I'm penniless. So there is a mitzvah incumbent upon him to support the children aktanim until they are dead. And even if he has to be mechatel apsochim, so then the mitzvah, chiyuv incumbent upon him to do it. But there is no shiv nechosim. So that's only shiv lagim. But no shiv nechosim. Shiv nechosim there is only after the age of 6. We can't emerich after the age of 6. Shiv nechosim there is. So this we cannot be here in the second nechosim. But it's still mechuyev. Machim ha shiduch kamesh hachom. Vim nechosim. Even though it's poor. Gear in the machine and say so there's been screams that in manages in severely and pains in the Vimoyroto, so there's been exerts moral pressure upon him, but not physical force. We're not here in the second part. Vimoyroto machismo pitibo vein in plenty alzoni, vein reite, was in bono bari u pochis me tome issues on a sapeho. Vein keeping in some zeno machashe. If he's not well-to-do, if he's a poor man, he doesn't have enough money to support himself. So then, after the age of 6, we are catering, we are here at the hospital. Beyond the age of 6, we are not catering. We just scream at him, we recommend him. But if he's an action, he doesn't listen, all right, it's too bad. So there's nothing we can do. If he's poor, but if he's old, if he's well-to-do, Amed wa amun vi shei yom, ben yodu ha imhom u vitin zdoko im ho. Adol imo yo omun, she leish lo imom e yo omu vitin mimenu zdoko, ha maspekes lohem, mulci mimenu val konchei, mishum zdoko, vizonin eisei ache yidu. So Rosh Hashanah means if he's well to do, and if it is in consonance with his means to support, so then best means keeping to support the children until they become belly. And then, and after they are belly, so best means not keeping. Why are they different than strangers? And suppose they are 30 years old, 50 years old, 20 years old, and they have to be supported. So why not? So keeping was okay. So why does the Rambam say that if he's well to do, if he's old, he's mitzim imenu v'al kol chayim mishum tzvoke v'zomi v'yisor ha-shigdo. Implication being, v'ach ha-shigdo not, but in v'ach ha-shigdo. The answer is, in chaname, if v'ach ha-shigdo, not only they, anybody. Why not today? But v'ach ha-shigdo, so there, only he muet, he have not more than a chidesh. Suppose he has to spend more than a fifth of his income and the support of his grown-up children, so we are not giving. We are not giving. but if even if he's a millionaire, and if he has to spend more than a fifth on the support of his grown-up children, best is not giving. He would, yes, up to a tenth, a fifth, according to the regime, yes, but not a him up. Mashiach, up to the moment that they become daily. So as long as he can do it, as it's in accordance with his needs, best is keeping to give him enough. Let him give, best is keeping to spend $1 million. If $1 million is in accordance with his needs. Right? But it is also, only thing is, bonobs, haktani, have a priority. I mean, not only bonobs, haktani have a priority. Bonobs, haktani also have a priority. Vis-à-vis others. So apparently there is a special halacha that the Rambam mentions here. A special halacha that in the mitzvah of tzedakah, so there is a halacha of him rab, one is not mechuyev to spend, but on the tzedakah of the father and the mother, and one of haktanim, one of the place of haktanim, he is mechuyev to spend in the rab, as long as it's in accordance with him. Something else. But the shield of Chemesh or Assyrian in Chosov, that applies only to the tzedakah of other people, other than father and mother and bona haktanim. But vis-a-vis father and mother and bona haktanim, there is no limit. The only limit is, if you can do it, if it will be accomplished with his own support, so then there is a halacha chayach keili. But if he's a millionaire, and he can spend $1 million, he will not become impoverished, he will still have $1 million left. So then, we are caving for the support of the father and mother and the support of Buddha Katani. Where did the Rambam get this deen? The Rambam got the deen from Rav Sadie. He got it from Rav Sadie, because Rav Sadie says, Chai bodom hakdim from Sosil Chorodom, then Chai was his dog actually from Sosil. And then Mahashi Panis Nafshay Yakim Panos is all agreement. And then Panos is going, why doesn't he go further? Panos is all when the other craving money, there is a priority. So the closer a relative is, so he has the deep limit. I say, a more distant relative. And then there is a priority on you, on your head, there are so many priorities. How is that suddenly going at just start? At what? The answer is as the preacher points out. Because Yehuda mentioned that there will be families, Yaakov, the father, and the Tav. What is the Tav and Bona Tani? Why did he mention just the Yaakov and the Bona Tani? Why Yehuda wasn't generous, I mean, to be willing to support others? Of course, but as far as others are concerned, there's a limit. There's a limit. Hey, Rav is not the Chuyev. Mashiach can be the support of the father and mother, even in regard to the mitzvah of tzedakah. So there is no limit. The only limit is that if it interferes with his own support, then there is a loche of chayach okim. So, melech, that's the reason as to why the Rambam, that's the reason as to why the Mechaber said, Zeh shenachim leyum mashkinim shalabeyim, in Mishrei, imen yabim shibem, keitim kim zanavim, keitim mashiyochim. Namely, Kipi Mashiyoche! Give him up! Ain't up! Peter Chaim is a half of the Nehosim. 90% of the Nehosim. we force him to spend, if the 10% would be enough for him to live. So we force him to spend even 90%. The only thing is Kifi Mashiach, not Yisrael Mashiach. That's that. Why? Because even though the Mechaber captured the Rosh Rambam, and the Mechaber says that the Rambam Shita is exactly like the Shita of the Rosh Rambam, that there is no chiyuv of him Rav, according to Amos Mareshe, even if the father goes with that, there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the son to spend the him Rav for the on the score of Kivlavei, but the chiyuv is exclusively on the score of Kivlavei. But as far as the tzedakah of Aveiim and Kohen Vatan is concerned, the money is mechuyev to spend him Rav too. That's why he says Kifi Mashiach. And Amos says, so that means that the Ramon is chilek, because he was retired from the Roshan of the Rosh and the Ram. So he was retired the day after the Ram started the Rosh. And so the Ramon passes that even vis-a-vis the father and mother and the daughter of Akhtani, there is no special halacha that one is required to spend the Ram. The Shemrim in the Chayyid Litmulay, Rachmash and Mechuyev, Litmulay in Tzoke. Tzoke of Adrami. How much? Any more. For things on the Chayyid Meshnad. So here too, we don't force him to give more than a Chayyid. But Abo, Chayyid, then the Mechaber can give. Abo Chayyid, Mechaber, the Gupe. Af al Tishen, the Kach. What are we machtei? We historic, we chazi alata. We dachke, we Yisrael, we Ben, we Ben, we Ben, we Ben, Abu Nesle in the Chayyid Yilat Mullach to Lechad Ratzon. So we say, I mean, that is obviously the Pshat and Lechad. It's not that there is a distinction between Lechad Ratzon and today and Lechad Ratzon tomorrow. In other words, he's Mechuyev to stay from Loche, even though he might pass it. He does to become Lechad Ratzon, that is only